Welcome to the RDH Magazine podcast, an Endeavor Business Media production. This show represents the voice of today's RDH.
Like mine.
And mine.
Like mine.
And mine.
And mine.
And yours. Join us each Tuesday and Thursday as we explore trending topics and go behind the scenes and into the minds of our amazing writers and friends. And now, here's the latest episode of In Case You Missed It.
This article is titled The Lost Art of Hand Instrumentation. It was published in RDH Magazine, March of 2024, and written by Dr. Joy Void Holmes. Periodontal instrumentation is a fine motor skill that aids in diagnosis and treatment of the periodontium. This skill uses specialized tools to remove hard and soft deposits, such as biofilm and calculus, from the crown and root surfaces of the teeth. Upon graduation, many dental hygienists are just starting to develop proficiency in their instrumentation skills. However, with consistent practice, staying rooted in basic skills, and participating in hands-on workshops that enhances these skills and introduces techniques beyond the scope of their initial training, hygienists can become highly skilled in periodontal instrumentation. At RDH Under One Roof 2023, Jessica Atkinson, Shelley Brown, and I led an instrumentation lecture called Raiders of the Lost Art. Our presentation drew attention to the waning interest in hand instrumentation due to updated technologies, which include ultrasonics, subgingival air polishers, and diode lasers. Although these advancements can contribute to improved patient outcomes, there could be situations where they may not be suitable. As such, hand instrumentation continues to hold significance in today's dental hygiene practice. Key aspects of the presentation encompass the technical nuances of hand instrumentation and other influencing factors concerning its application. Ergonomics. Ergonomics holds a vital position in dental hygiene practice, particularly in improving proficiency in hand instrumentation. Having a solid understanding of ergonomics is vital for maintaining sound, proper postural mechanics. This approach is critical to prevent musculoskeletal disorders, MSDs, and ensure career longevity. Clinicians with good postural mechanics maintain the natural curve of their spine, use correct form during physical activity, such as instrumentation, and balance muscle use. Ergonomics is not limited to the way one sits. It also takes into account the equipment and tools used, such as hand instruments. Here are some recommendations for choosing ergonomically designed hand instruments. Handle width greater than 11 millimeters, handle weight less than 15 grams, tapering near the shank, texturing and knurling on the handle. These features are designed to reduce pinch force, a crucial factor contributing to MSDs. Furthermore, the use of sharp tools helps reduce the amount of lateral pressure required, offering several benefits. These include decreased burnishing, reduced tissue trauma, enhanced efficiency, and the requirement for fewer strokes, ultimately resulting in decreased operator fatigue. Glove fit. Ill-fitting gloves can result in excessive lateral pressure, which not only increases the risk of MSD, but also significantly impacts performance. When selecting gloves, it's important to consider multiple factors, such as finger length, the length from fingertips to the cuff, overall comfort and feel of the material, and how well the glove fits across the palm. There's a new glove made with polychloroprene, which offers the softness of latex and the strength of nitrile without sacrificing comfort or dexterity. This new material is latex-free, made with a synthetic rubber that is safe for those with a latex allergy or sensitivity. AAP guidelines and instrumentation selection. The updated guidelines from the American Academy of Periodontology, AAP, offer valuable insights for instrument selection. These guidelines suggest that a clinician's armamentarium should be influenced by factors such as clinical attachment level and the tenacity of the deposit. My co-speakers and I discussed protocols for selecting instruments and highlighted various designs, including a range of sickles, area specifics, and universal curettes. Additionally, we provided detailed explanations on the appropriate use of each instrument, taking into account the patient's condition. We address key questions of how, where, and why each tool should be used to enhance patient outcomes and boost operator proficiency. We also introduce modified instrument designs that include tools with miniature working ends, extended shanks, and hybrid designs. Stroke dynamics. Stroke dynamics underscore the importance of conserving the cementum during instrumentation. A few of the tenets of stroke dynamics include angulation, activation, and adaptation, which comprise the following key aspects. Angulation, ideal, 70 to 80 degrees. Adaptation, 2 to 3 millimeters of insert, tip against the tooth structure. Activation. Short 1 to 2 millimeter overlapping strokes in either a horizontal, vertical, or oblique adaptation. These guidelines enhance precision and efficiency in dental hygiene instrumentation. While discussing activation, the speaker stressed slow down to speed up. To help clinicians remember that strokes must be kept between 1 to 2 millimeters in length to ensure effective and complete calculus removal. Reinforcement scaling, although not traditionally taught in dental hygiene programs, is gaining recognition for its significant benefits, such as additional instrument stability when applying additional lateral pressure and mitigating the risk of repetitive stress injuries, RSIs. With the reinforcement technique, a clinician is unable to hold a mirror in their non-dominant hand. The dominant hand adapts and angulates the blade against the tooth surface while the thumb or index finger from the non-dominant hand is placed on the shank. Both hands exert control over the instrument stroke. Know your hand instruments. Many of the new instrument designs benefit from advancements in cryogenic processing and metallurgy, which has led to instruments that stay sharper, longer, or are sharpened free. These are offered by Hugh Friede Group, American Eagle Instruments, PDT, Premier, Nordent Manufacturing, and LM. How long do instruments last? Both stainless steel and sharpened free instruments have an expiration date. The problem in dentistry is that many clinicians use instruments, particularly stainless steel designs, beyond their functional use. Variables affecting instrument lifespan include frequency of use, type of deposit, use of ultrasonics, frequency and proficiency of sharpening, and whether the instrument is used for its intended purpose. Traditional scalers and curettes have a lifespan ranging from 6 months to 1 year, while scalers and curettes made with advanced technology can last from 12 to 18 months. Maintain your skills. Periodontal instrumentation is a critical skill in dental hygiene. Despite the rise in advanced technologies, the art of hand instrumentation remains relevant and necessary and should be honed throughout a dental hygienist's career. Mastery of this technique can greatly enhance the precision and effectiveness of patient care. While many dental hygienists start their careers with a basic level of competence, dedicated practice, continual learning, and hands-on training can help them become experts. The focus should not solely be on incorporating the latest technological advancements, but also on refining fundamental skills and knowing when to utilize them for optimal patient results. In a rapidly evolving field like dental hygiene, the significance of these skills cannot be overstated.
thank you for listening to this episode of the RDH Magazine podcast. We hope you enjoyed this article. Hit that subscribe button and join us next Tuesday to hear another article from our inspired writing team. And if you have a minute, find us on social media, visit our website, and sign up for one of our newsletters to keep up to date with the profession. Hygienists come for the education, but stay for the community. See you next time.